1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Go ahead, RC.
Yes, sir. I just think that civilians need to acknowledge that when someone in a military uniform is out there in civilian life, you need to back off a little bit. I mean, you just need to show that you fully understand the situation. And that,
well, because military personnel, in your opinion, are superior to civilians?
In what we contribute, yes, sir.
Are you a president in a military academy?
Yes, sir. I attend Bradley Military Academy. It's a military academy in Aladena, California.
With an eye toward eventually going to West Point, huh?
That is correct, yeah. I'm going to West Point as well as eventually joining Army Rangers at Fort Benning, which is in Georgia. And at Bradley's Military Academy, we do have members of a group called the Mongoose Squad, which is like an elite part of the student population.
All right, well, congratulations and continued success on your path to a military career.
Thank you, sir. But the reason why I called is I found myself getting a little angry today because a group of cadets left campus today to go down to Tower Records in Sherman Oaks because Ashley Simpson is down there signing autographs and stuff. And she's like the official woman of the Mongoose Squad. It just is something for us when we say we go to war, we're going to go to war for Ashley Simpson. And anyway, we did go in uniform so that people would know that we have a certain commitment to our country and that many of us will go to fight in Iraq or wherever our country sends us, and we may not come back. And I guess the mistake I made is that other people would recognize that and appreciate it.
Well, what happened today at Tower Records? You guys were there trying to get a better position in line to get her autograph, if what I'm hearing is right.
Well, we had showed up in separate cars, so we wanted all of us to be in line together. And, yeah, up toward the front of the line because we were in full cadet uniform, and we did want to have a photo with her.
And so did you want to cut in line? Was that your point?
Well, we didn't see it as cutting in line. When it's just my opinion that when a man in military uniform shows up anywhere in civilian life, there's really two things. I mean, number one, you're looking at a man who's probably, I guess, better than the other people around him, which is not a knock on them, but that's, when you see a man in uniform, that is the highest quality person that we have in American life. And number two, when you do see him, because of his elevated status as a person, he should get some preferential treatment. And I mean, this is something I think every American knows in their hearts, and we were trying to remind them of that today at this Ashley Simpson event.
All right, I'm talking with R.C. Collins. He's a cadet at the Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. Now, you guys went down. There were four members of your junior class at Bradley Military Academy. You went down there in your full cadet uniforms. You wanted to get Ashley Simpson. And Ashley Simpson, if I understand, is she the sister?
Yes.
The sister of Jessica Simpson?
Yes, that's correct.
And you guys are, she's like your favorite, you know, female or something?
Yeah, she's just like the, I guess, the unofficial, like, mascot or whatever of our Mongoose Squad, which is...
And what is the Mongoose Squad? Is this some group?
It's like an elite group, like the Rangers are to the Army or the SEALs are to the Navy. It's the Bradley Military Academy. We're the elite squad of the academy.
All right, so when I talked to the security people, RC, today, one of them told me that a group of young men around your ages, 16 and 17,
yes, sir,
wearing military-style uniforms, began demanding that they get in the front of the line, and he said that one of you pushed a girl to the pavement.
All right, let me stop you right there. This civilian was wearing a yellow security jacket. He asked me to stop requesting that we be admitted into the line further up, and I said to excuse you, sir, but I'm from a military academy, and I'm, you know, and I told him, I said, and someday I'm trained to defend you, and I don't see why I take orders from a guy, you know, in a yellow windbreaker. And that's when he tried to grab me and one of the other cadets that was there, Cadet McElroy, and that's when I basically disabused him of the idea. And in the process, this girl got pushed to the ground and hit her head on the curb, from what I heard. And
yeah, but the girl did get pushed to the ground, and you guys were asked to not try and cut into line.
I was asked, and I declined, yes, sir.
You were asked not to cut in line, and you declined.
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. And if I'm hearing you right, RC, you're saying that people in the military, in uniform, represent the very finest that America has to offer. Therefore, they should be given some deference, some preferential treatment. Is that really the point you were trying to make?
Well, it wasn't really a point that we went down there to make. It was something that we assumed everybody knew. And the disappointment was that we had to remind the civilians there that that wasn't case the fact. And when a civilian wearing his little yellow windbreaker, you know, and his little security shirt, and he's trying to tell me that I can't, you know, take my place in line.
Well, he said you were cutting in line.
You know what? He may see it that way. I see it, and the other cadets saw it, and, you know, I don't want to say that we're, you know, pushing people around, but we basically feel that we had the right to cut in line on account of wearing a uniform. And when he put his hand on me, that's when, you know, your instinct takes over. And we,
well, there was a little bit of a scuffle. A girl got pushed to the ground, and you said that you were declining his invitation to leave the line and get in the back of the line.
Well, look, these events, one of the things is they generally hire a selection of inner-city youth that they give these yellow windbreakers to and little walkie-talkies, and then they think of themselves as some kind of elite, you know, special forces group or something. And the cadets that I was with from Bradley, we're actual cadets and everything at a military academy, and we've been through the training. And so when he was trying to tell me to leave the place in line that I'd secured, I told him as politely as I could that I declined, and that's when he grabbed me.
Yeah, but you guys cut in line is the point that I'm trying to make here, and that's what the security people said. And
well, as I told you, we were simply trying to get up to introduce ourselves to Ms. Ashley Simpson, who was there, and tell her that she was, you know, the official sort of, you know, girl for the Mongoose Squad, and I know what you mean about these other 14-year-old girls in line, but I can assure you Ashley Simpson's going to appreciate meeting. I think she's going to appreciate meeting a military cadet a lot more than she is somebody's little sister. You know what?
Well, the girl you pushed down got a mild concussion.
Yes, sir.
And the security man suffered a gash to his face, which I don't know what that's about, and a sprained shin because one of you guys allegedly kicked him.
Well, it's called giving him a dead leg, and we just didn't kick him. It's a move. I mean, Ashley Simpson, Jessica Simpson, Paris Kelp, you know, we're going to eventually go to Iraq and fight for this country, and it's only fair that the women, what we admire, acknowledge our sacrifice, and civilians need to take a back seat on that.
Well, that's what you're saying, right? You're saying, hi, I'm in a military uniform, so let me cut in line.
It's just wise to let anyone in a military uniform to the front of the line, or if there's a line of us getting beers, or what, just let us get our beer, because the flip side, the downside is, you're just going to be asking for a world of hurt. And
see, here's what you're doing, if you don't mind me saying, RC. You're threatening people with physical violence if they don't just let you cut in line wearing your military uniform. And what I'm saying is...
No, we're not. We're simply saying that we are in uniform and don't put your hands on me. That's all. When he put his hands on me...
That's why he was hired.
Hey, you know what? What can I tell you? Some guy in a yellow windbreaker doesn't put his hands on me.
How old are you, man?
I'm 16.
And you're a junior at Bradley Military Academy?
Yes, sir.
And you went out to the Ashley Simpson signing today. You wanted to get her autograph, and four of you cadets pushed your way to the front of the line, or as you say, secured yourself a place in line, and some guy from security tried to pull you out of there, and you didn't like it. Now, your point here about the military getting preferential treatment is fine. What about that girl that got pushed to the ground?
You know what, sir? I don't know about that, but I can tell you that, you know, we did not take responsibility for that. I think the security there, maybe they did it. I don't know. You know,
Well, look it, pal.
And I don't really appreciate being called pal.
All right, well, look it, cadet. Civilians are who you're fighting for. And to say that...
No, we know who we're fighting for. They need to now show us, especially when it comes to an event like seeing Ashley Simpson, just back at that, you know, dial it down a notch and let us go up to the line and to see her.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This young man is going to be, quote, fighting for our country someday. He's a military academy cadet. He hopes to go to West Point and eventually Fort Benning, Georgia, to join the Rangers. And because he's in a uniform, he feels civilians need to take a positive view of that. Just back off, let them have their place in line. And somebody apparently grabbed him and tried to pull him out of line, and he said, no guy in a yellow windbreaker is going to put their hands on me. 1-800-449-8686. We're listening to R.C. Collins. He's a military cadet. He's not in the Army. So please don't get any idea that we're listening to a member of the U.S. Armed Forces per se. It's a kid that goes to a military academy about how he needs to get proper respect while he's wearing his little military outfit. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
RC, I don't understand the connection to Ashley Simpson that you guys have. You're in a military academy, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the big thing with Ashley Simpson?
Ashley Simpson is a very beautiful woman that we have adopted as the official girl that we most like to, I guess, you know, to put it in the best way I could, the girl we'd most, as a group, would like to have. Meaning
all of you guys at once?
Well, I don't mean it in any bad way. I mean, if she has to give her consent. I mean, I'm not trying to say anything other than that we would like to...
You'd like to have sex with Ashley Simpson, all four of you guys in the Mongoose Squad. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, sir, but I don't mean it as a way that we would force her.
No, I understand that, but she's, like, hot, and she's, like, your official mascot.
Yes, sir.
And she, how do you know about her?
Well, I mean, she's, like, her sister, everybody thinks is great, but Ashley's, like, got a way better body, and she's, like, a lot smarter, and she's just way hotter than her sister, who's kind of stupid, and also... is, you know, nobody that you feel like... I guess what it is you feel, you know, because my future's going to be in the military, who do I want to protect and who do I not want to protect? When I go to fight for my country, if I'm thinking about Ashley Simpson, I'm thinking about someone that I would die for. If I'm thinking about Jessica Simpson, I would, you know, I mean, I don't... I'm kind of half-kidding, but I just assume surrender to the Iraqis than fight for her, you know.
So you think of people that you'd like to die for, and that's America.
That's America to me and to the other members of the Mongoose Squad, yeah.
You'd rather surrender than fight for Jessica Simpson?
Not literally, but, yeah, I mean, look, if I'm thinking of Ashley Simpson, I'll fight until every Iraqi, until I got bin Laden's head on the end of my bayonet. But if I'm thinking of somebody that's hanky, like, I don't know, you know, like that, what's her name? Or you know, like...
I don't know who you're talking about, man.
Well, I mean, like, Christina Aguilera. I mean, I'd surrender to the Iraqis.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Paul on the Phil Henry Show with R.C. Collins. Paul?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir, you're on the air.
Listen... Okay, this kid out in California, I don't know what your name is, but you are representing nothing that the Army represents. Every one of your values is wrong. I'm on active duty. I've been on active duty for 8 years.
I want to be in the Army Ranger.
First, I am an Army Ranger, and if you want to address me, you want to play the cadet game, then call me sir.
I'm sorry,
because
sir.
Absolutely, I am a captain. And you know what?
Yes, sir. You
come into the military with that attitude, and you will be run right out. I don't even think you'd make it to West Point. If I saw you knocking people over in line to get an autograph from a teen idol, I'd rip you out of uniform and bounce you off one of the walls myself.
But, sir...
You need to grow up and learn what the military is about. There's values.
But
learn
don't you think that's something
Army
we can
values.
Learn? Sir, don't you think that's something we could learn from the Marines?
What's that?
Don't you think that's something we could learn from the Marines? Just going out into public and not letting these civilians push us around.
No, you're absolutely... First of all, you are a civilian. Have you not realized that? You have not signed your name on the dotted line. You're a cadet in a high school.
With all due respect,
when you put your name on that contract, I promise you, your attitude will change. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Your dad needs to spank you is what the problem is. You're 16 years old, and you have no idea what's going on in this world.
Sir, could I...
You're trying to get an autograph from a teen idol.
No, sir, we're not trying to get her autograph. We want to get our picture taken with her because she's the official...
What difference does it make?
Sir,
have you washed your mind? Do you not realize you're here to serve these people? You're not above them. You serve them. They pay your bill or they pay your salary.
Sir,
they don't pay you anything. You've never even been in the military. What are you talking about?
We represent the very best this country has to offer. I think the civilians should step aside sometimes and recognize that. That's all, sir.
You there, Paul? Okay, Paul's gone. 1-800-449-8686. Did you hear what he said? He doesn't recognize that you're in the military.
Well, he's just... You know, I don't even know if he's a... If he doesn't understand. Yeah, I am, technically. I mean, I'm not a part of the Army, but the military academies of America are the last line of defense. If we ran out of... For whatever reason, if we ran out of the Army or if we ran out of the Navy, then they go to... Plan B, which includes all, you know, chartered military academies. You know, Mr. Henry, I'm ready to eat my own guts for this country. I'm not here just whistling Dixie. And all I'm asking from America is to, when you see me show up at anything, is to just get out of my way and let me order a beer or get Ashley Simpson's autograph or whatever I want to do.
Didn't you hear that captain say that's a silly thing? For a man of a military mind who has his eye on a military career to be going after...
I heard him, and I, with the greatest of respect, he sounded like he ought to be ready for his, you know, maybe to get mustered out a little early. I mean, I just...
Well, that's disrespectful, too.
Well, he disrespected me on account of he don't know about Ashley Simpson, that's all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Alfred. Alfred, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir.
All right, cadet. Just from what you said to that officer, you have a lot of growing up to do. You need to mature. If you plan on representing any branch of the military, you need to understand, when you're in uniform, it is not for you to go out there and push civilians around. They are there regardless. You are fighting for every civilian, not just for the ones you like and the ones you do not like. You're in a military uniform. You need to understand that you need to have a higher level of respect for everybody.
But
okay?
Don't you think that when you go to...
Listen to me.
Wouldn't you rather fight for a girl that's hot than for, like, a
beast? You know what? I fight for anybody. I joined the military to fight for the country, to fight for the United States of America, not to fight for Ashley Simpson or Jessica Simpson. I joined to keep the country free and have people have freedoms and rights and everything that this country means, not for specific teen idols and things of that nature.
Are you in the Navy?
I'm in the Army. And actually, with you saying, you know, you're going to be going to Kuwait later on down the line, I'm leaving in 2 weeks. Okay?
Man, I wish I was going with you.
Yeah? Well, you need a lot of growing up before you even think about touching ground over there.
Well,
okay? Because even though you may think that you're going to become an officer, you're not going to be a good officer until you understand what it means to have respect.
I'm ready to eat my own guts.
You're what?
I'm ready to eat my own guts.
That's regardless.
Yeah, exactly. All right, listen, thank you very much, Alfred. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins says, you see a man in uniform, get out of the way.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This afternoon, there was a personal appearance of Ashley Simpson at a record store locally. This young man that I have on the line, R.C. Collins, is with a military academy called Bradley Military Academy. You went down to meet Miss Simpson, you and some other cadets, wearing your uniform, and you pushed your way into line to meet her, and there was a scuffle, and somebody got knocked over. Now, you've heard people in the military. Are you there, R.C.?
Yes, sir, I am.
Where are you right now?
We've actually gone into a place called the Easy Rider Ale House in Altadena, California.
And okay, and what is that? That's a restaurant?
No, sir. It's a restaurant, but also a bar. And we're in here to, frankly, we're in here to get served. And
how old? You're 16, man.
That is correct, sir. Yes.
You think you're going to get alcoholic service because you're wearing your uniform?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
And what if you don't get served the alcohol?
You know what? I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Because you're wearing a uniform.
Because I wear a uniform, and I'm going to go to Iraq, and I'll probably come back with a tag on my toe. Yeah, I think Mr. and Mrs. America can step back once or twice and let me cut in line and stuff like that.
What do you say to the Army personnel that have called this show tonight who said you are not prepared to be in the military if your attitude towards civilians is like that?
Well, they don't know the younger generation of what's going on with them. A lot of those military people that I talk to are not aware of the new generation of soldiers. And we're going to die for our country. And please don't get me wrong, I'm ready to eat my own guts. But if you want me to go die for some hanky, you know, B-I-T-C word like Christina Aguilera, then I'm going to want to put up Ashley Simpson's picture also, too.
God, man, I never thought of a soldier not wanting to go die for Christina Aguilera because she's hanky. I think she's pretty hot. And
yeah, well, you know, with the greatest of respect, sir, you're speaking from your age now. And
oh, I see. Yeah, okay. If I was 28, I'd think she was funky, huh?
I don't know about that, but I'm 16. I don't think she's... Her body's not as tight as Ashley Simpson's.
All right, I don't want to talk about it, man. 1-800-449-8686. April, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, April, go right ahead.
Okay, what I was calling in to say was I think this guy is full of crap. Personally, my reasons are because I grew up around a bunch of people who are in the military. I mean, I'm not personally in the military, but I know I've seen the way they behave, and they do not behave the way that this guy is.
Are you personally now in the military?
No, I'm not, and I don't think I need to be in the military to think that you're full of crap.
Technically, you don't really know what's going on these days because the whole paradigm is shifting on how we're going to fight for the America on account of a lot of Americans don't have the courage. We're going to have to dip in more and more to the military academies.
So that gives you right to think you're better than me because you're in the military and you're fighting for the country.
See, that's the... Do you think you're better than this lady?
I would gladly die for this lady. She's a citizen of the United States. Am I better than her? Technically, yeah, I am, because...
No, technically, you're
well,
not.
Well, yeah, I'm willing to die for my country, and you're not.
To die for? You're
but
some young
makes...
little punk that thinks it's cool to cut in line because you're supposed to be going into the military whenever you get of age that doesn't know anything about anything. Have you ever paid a bill?
You should watch your language. It's not becoming a female.
Excuse me? Now you're going to tell me how I'm supposed to behave?
Well, you used a word that I don't think is appropriate for the air.
I'll say what's appropriate.
Wow, you really know some big words, don't you?
Oh, you didn't want me to use layman's terms?
Well, how about you just avoid it altogether and say arousal? But that's you'd have to have education to do that.
And I don't want to get in an argument here. Just address what the lady is saying, and that is that you're willing to die simply for sex.
No, sir, that is not the case. I'll die for this lady, even though I don't even know what she looks like. What do you say to that?
I have nothing to say to that. That's your job. But what I'm saying is,
okay.
I'm not saying that you're wrong for wanting to be in the military. I'm not saying that you're wrong for wanting to die for people. I'm saying that that doesn't make you any better than anybody else.
Oh, I disagree.
Do you think you're better than a firefighter? Do you
think
you're better than a police officer?
I think I'm better than you because I'm going to get all died and you're going to stay alive watching, you know, all of the shows you watch.
I didn't choose to go into the military for a profession.
But okay, and that's fine, and you don't have to, but I'm better than you.
All right, so in other words, you've chosen the military. You're better than her.
Yes, and so when I show up to get Ashley Simpson's autograph, I respectfully ask April to step back and let me in line. If she doesn't, then we have to deal with that.
And well, what exactly would you do, might I ask? Because I would not step aside just to let you get in front of me
because really
you were in the military.
You really think you're going to, like, if I stand in front of you, what are you going to do, push me out? Yeah,
so what are you going to do, man? Are you going to push a lady around? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm simply asking for my right as a military person.
All right, April, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This is Desiree, who's in the United States Army, calling tonight. Desiree, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, hi.
You know, I'm sorry, cadet. I am
yes,
in the
ma'am.
Army. I'm 25, so I'm in your generation.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to Baghdad for the next 2 years.
Are you
and
scared?
I don't know if you're familiar with your Army Corps values or not, but you need to reacquaint yourself with duty and selfless service. You are not a military personnel yet. That captain's right. You will get some sense knocked into you when you get into your actual duty. And you know, you're talking about the last line of defense. You're right. You are the last line of defense because you are not fit to be a soldier.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying you're going to go to Baghdad and maybe get blowed up? I don't know. I hope you don't. Don't you think people should get out of line and let you get in line first for Ashley Simpson or whatever?
Where is that said in a military contract? That is not...
Well, it
that
does
is
say
not
it.
A law. That is not a requirement. And you know what? That is not anywhere in any of it.
You know, ma'am, if I may say, you should not be so strident because females such as yourself are the reason why a lot of people think that the women in the Army don't like men.
What is that supposed to mean?
All of them and in my unit respect me. And they know I can knock them on their ass also.
No, I mean like guys liking guys and stuff.
Oh, will you shut up, kid? Just shut up.
You know something, Mr. Henry, if I was standing right there, I don't think you'd say that to me. I want a Bloody Mary. Okay, I've actually ordered a drink now. I'll see if the guy gives it to me.
Guaranteed he ain't going to give it to you. All right, Desiree, thank you very much for your call. And
thank
she's
you.
A sergeant. Now we move on to a retired Navy guy.
Why don't you give me some people that are in the military right now instead of guys what's retired?
Here is Jim. Jim, go ahead.
I spent 4 years in the Navy, Vic, when you were in diapers. When you're
in
the military,
not in
sir, or not even that, kid.
Are you in the Navy?
I have pimples on your face.
Are you in
you
the
need,
Army?
When you go overseas, you pull into a port, you go overseas anywhere, Iraq, Kuwait, anywhere, Afghanistan. You go out there on leave or you port a call, and you get in a fight, you get knocked down, the MPs or Sport Patrol pick you up, you're going to captain's mess, you're going to get disciplined. You're an ambassador of the United States. You don't need to be going out running around.
Hey, sir,
you need to
study no...
before you get in the military. You are in a school.
Sir, there's no ships in the Army.
That's all you're in right now, a school.
There's no ships in the
paid military.
Hey, Papa,
you have no idea what the military is about. You need to get you need to go to sleep, wake up. This was a bad dream.
Does
your dad know what you're doing?
No,
Papa.
Does
the CEO of the school know what you're doing?
Hey, Papa.
You need to grow up. You need to get the facts of life.
All right, okay, Jim.
I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Why do you keep calling him Popeye?
Well,
I wasn't saying Popeye.
No. RC.
Oh.
Well, there's no ships in the Army. So what's he talking about?
Do you know where the Navy SEALs come from?
Are you in the Navy or the Army?
I was in the Navy.
Well,
you're lucky I'm not there, because I... Did you
know
you're to order bloody nose? I'm not even, you're 16 years old.
Did you swap the poop
beer or a mixed drink? You're not even old enough to drink. You can't even vote. You probably just got your license
Bloody
last
Mary.
Week.
Give me
you
Bloody
don't
Mary.
Know what life or reality is.
You're in that bar trying to order a Bloody Mary?
Yes, sir.
Has he given it to you?
He will. I said a Bloody Mary. Yeah, you know what? You can take... Sorry, it's stuffed right up.
Okay, look.
Phil, so, I don't know where
you
found
sir,
this guy from,
hey,
but
Jim.
You sent a tape of this conversation that you're having with this little kid.
Hey, sir.
Send it to the school and send one to his dad so he can hear and have a reference of how stupid
sir, I've got a great deal of respect for the United States Navy. My grandfather was in the Navy. In fact, I know the Navy theme song by heart. in the Navy.
Hey,
you can meet a lot of guys.
Hey, kid, do you know what it's like to hear taps being played on a flight deck because somebody got killed? Have you heard taps played for real?
Who'd you
get
killed?
That was chills on your spine. That was 15 years ago, and I remember it like yesterday.
I said a
Bloody
Mary.
You have no idea what reality is, kid. Nothing.
This guy didn't want to serve me a Bloody Mary. What do you think I had to do, sir?
I think you got to leave. You're not even old enough to drink. He can, if he serves you a Bloody Mary, he can get thrown in jail. For what, a punk? I don't think so.
A punk that's going to go over to Iraq and get blowed up, maybe.
That's your choice.
Hey, Jim.
You're a veteran.
Hey,
a volunteer
hey,
action, okay?
Did it sound like this on the flight deck?
You have no idea what the flight deck is.
Well, I'm on it right now, and they're playing taps.
Don't you disrespect what this... Turn that off.
Phil, I don't know how you got this...
Turn that off.
I've got a lot of people fired up, and he has no idea what respective...
What do you mean turn it off?
About.
I'm playing it.
Yeah, when he gets in there, and hopefully he won't be an officer, hopefully they get in there and knock him on his butt, teach him some respect, and then he might understand what the hell's going on in life.
Kid, if you don't turn that off right now, I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay.
What was that, Phil?
I just told the kid to stop playing that taps.
Hey, thank you very much, my man. I got the Bloody Mary. Yeah! I got the Bloody Mary.
Hey, Phil.
See, that proves a man in uniform.
Will you do us all a favor, hang up on this kid and send a tape to his dad and his school?
Father sent for me. I was going to work for him this summer. Hey, look, Popeye, why don't you just grab a piece of spinach and slide off?
Boy, this kid's a real piece of work, man.
Phil, the best thing you can do right now is, like I said,
hang up on
send him
you.
A tape of what you're doing for him right now to his dad and the school he goes to.
Father's proud of me.
And hang up on him. He's just feeding what he wants right now. His ego is higher than he can ever be.
Listen to this.
And
Disney
I got to get
nothing
work,
on me.
Thank you very much.
That's a beautiful thing.
I got served a Bloody Mary.
I did.
Hey, Popeye, why don't you get a piece of spinach and slide off? R.C. Collins, who believes men in uniform should be... You know, it ain't such a bad idea to see a guy in uniform, just go, it's a very nice thing that you're doing or whatever, or just ignore him. But if the cat needs parking space, if he needs change for a dollar, particularly if it's a she, particularly if she's in the Navy... Why not offer it up? All right, 1-800-449-8686. I know a guy, his girlfriend's in the Navy. She's gorgeous, man. The tight blue skirt and all that. What's that, RC?
Really?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?